The parliament in Pakistan met today and began its work to prepare for the impending impeachment of President Pervez Musharraf. Charles Collins has this report.
So far, nothing dramatic has happened, but the gears are turning to force Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf out of office. The lower house of parliament met on Monday to begin setting the charges against the former general, who seized power in a bloodless coup in 1999. While the national legislature did its work, provincial legislatures began tabling resolutions, calling on Musharraf to step down or face impeachment. Musharraf won re-election late last year and is now ruling as a civilian, but his political enemies swept the elections for parliament in February and have been working to remove him ever since. The ruling coalition announced its impeachment plans last week and said it's preparing a charge sheet with allegations against the president, including violations of the Constitution, economic mismanagement, and political manipulation. The coalition claims it can get the two-thirds majority required in a joint sitting of both houses in parliament to strip Musharraf of the presidency, which would be the first time that happened in the nation's history. Musharraf's spokesman says the president will not resign and claims the charges against him are false. Nevertheless, the impeachment motion will be filed after the provincial assemblies have passed their resolutions, which could continue into next week. I'm Charles Collins.